He is Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Coach, appreciate some of your time. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, it's going all right. How's this one sat with you now that you've had to sit with it for a couple of days?
Yeah, I mean, it's you never like losing, and especially when you cost your team as a head coach. But I'll be honest with you, I woke up today, man, I'm ready to go. I mean, that's just how I am. So I'm moving forward. We got to put together a really good plan for this opponent. They're playing good football right now out there, but we got to get back on track, and I think we will.
You mentioned it. You said the coach cost him. You took the blame coming out of half in the post game, and listening to some of the guys in the locker room, it seems like they respect that you had that accountability. But there was a second half, and there were some other things that you guys could have done to win that game. Can you just break down some of the issues holding back the offense, getting bogged down in the red zone? Where's, as you diagnosed that, where did you guys go wrong?
Yeah, I mean, really, it wasn't just one guy. I mean, there was, you know, we get down there and, we have one, okay, we don't like the call. You know, I know that Ben had one he'd like to have back down there. Okay, well, there's one. Then we get down there, we have an MA on a route, you know, that's going to be a gimme to get us continue as we get down there tighter. Then we have a missed block, you know. We have a misread. And it was like just one thing after another, and it was never one person. It was just one person here, one person there, and we're just a tick off. That was really kind of the story of the day down there. It's like I said yesterday, we are so close to just blowing this out. And look, like I say, when you get the game that tight, you know, the objective is to win. And look, Tampa, they played a hell of a game, and I would never take anything away from Bowles and that team, what they did. But the bottom line is, you get in that type of game, man, every point counts. Every drive counts. And the last thing you can have happen is for your coach to botch that right before halftime. So I like our odds. I don't do that. And then we clean the rest of this up. We move forward. So, look, one of the other things is our run game wasn't great in the red zone either. We tried to get our run game going there late, and really particularly in the red zone, it wasn't good other than our 4th-and-1 that we had, you know, that Gibbs hit it and toe-tap down there. We got a big game. But everything else, it was, you know, we just couldn't get it going, and that was the plan, is once we kind of opened it up with a pass game, we'd run it.
With the offense in large part having all the key components back, and from the outside looking in, it feels like everything else that you lost from last year has been upgraded. Are you surprised at 2 games in that you're just a tick off offensively?
No, I mean, look, you're always hopeful that you're going to hit the ground running. I mean, every coach would tell you that. I mean, you're just hopeful that, man, you're hitting on all cylinders and it comes. But no, I'm not shocked. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't be shocked if we're not cooking by the time we get to the bye. I mean, it just sometimes it takes a minute. I mean, all those great offenses we had in New Orleans, the great offenses that we've had here over the last 3 years, man, it's not always perfect, and it's not always perfect early. And so, no, I'm not rattled or shaken by this at all. We are so much closer than I think a lot of people even realize. Our players understand it, the coaches understand it, but we just have to correct, really, those issues that came up the other day. Just the small little details and the nuances of the game plan per the opponent. And because we made so many improvements from the Rams game. And so we just got to do that again here and take it out to Arizona.
Areas of improvement, or maybe getting a tick better. Why has Sam Laporta not been more involved through 2 games?
Well, I think some of Sam is, you know, he had the injury coming out of training camp. And so we were trying to be smart with him for the Rams game for sure. And I was actually worried about him getting too many reps in the Rams game. So, you know, you start trying to build a huge game plan for a guy and you don't know if he'll be able to make it all those reps. You know, and then you get hurt or something happens, you just lost, you know, 40% of your game plan. So you got to be smart about that. And I think last week we had some things in for him. Hell, we had a couple of plays down in the red zone they took away. You know, defensively they did a good job. We dumped it down. And so the ball just didn't really find him. for this game. But look, he's not somebody we don't think about. We want to get all those guys touches. We want to get Saint more touches, and Saint had a lot. I mean, let's get it in his hands. We want to get Gibbs more touches, Montgomery. We want to get Laporta. We'd like to get Leaf a couple more, Jamo. So we got a lot of mouths to feed, and look, we're going to use everything at our disposal to help us win here.
One of the bright spots, obviously, 4.5 sacks from Aiden Hutchinson. I know you've talked about his effort before, and you mentioned in week one against the Rams, you weren't going to get home because that ball was coming out so quickly. How consistent has Aiden Hutchinson been for you guys, and is this just a matter of you're finally seeing all of it show up in a stat column?
Yeah, I would say this. Number one, Hutch, like you started this off with, I don't know if anybody quite understands just how hard this guy works. I mean, he grinds in practice, and he grinds in the games. I mean, he works and works and works. And when you're a player that has talent and you grind on it and you work your craft and you continue to develop other moves and other ways to win, and then you set your mindset to where I know I have to beat two. I have to beat two. Because now he's going to start getting three. He's going to get the release through by the tight end. He's going to get the chip from the back, and he's got to beat the tackle. So now his mindset's got to be, I got to beat three. I got to beat three. And he doesn't bitch. He doesn't complain. He doesn't worry about it anyway. He just works. And his craft has gotten so much better. And so when you do that and have that, and then you're talking about guys around him playing at a high level, like Levi. I thought Levi played so dang good yesterday or 2 days ago. I mean, he was so disruptive. But those guys, they all have a piece of that pie, man, the way that the rush lanes work, the rush plan. And so Levi helped Hutch. Reader helped Hutch. Mac helped Hutch. They're all kind of feeding off each other because, man, they're doing their job. They're rushing unselfishly, and the ones who's have the most dividends from it in the stat sheet is Hutch right now, but they're all about to get some out of this. They'll all eat eventually.
Yeah, you can't hand out hardware after two games, but I know DJ Reader has said there are the tools for Aiden Hutchinson to be the defensive player of the year. Do you see that?
Man, I would never bet against Hutch. I mean, he's got everything. He's got everything that it would take to get to that point. It's just you never know. It's a long season. I don't know what's going on outside of this league, but if you're talking about a guy who's got it and works at it and is going to do everything that you ask in a plan and help your team win and play at a high level, I mean, he's it. And I just know he's wired, man. He's wired right, and he's just going to continue to bring it. And, like, the things about him right now, he wants more. And I love that. You love that about him. I mean, he just smells blood in the water, and he wants more, he wants more, he wants more. And so he's pretty driven that way.
For Jared Goff, obviously a couple of interceptions. The first one, I'm not going to put that one on him because I thought it was P.I. I don't know if you guys have turned that one into the league, but he's played at a better level. What are some of the issues he's been dealing with? What are you seeing from Jared Goff?
Yeah, look, I think there was a couple of things that, and I told him this yesterday. There, one of the notes I wrote, I'm like, man, I just feel like a couple of times you're trying to do too much is all. He's trying to keep the play alive a little longer than need be. Just a couple of things there that I felt like, didn't help us. But other than that, I mean, look, he's going to find his rhythm. For some things that didn't go well, he also threw some outstanding passes in this game, some big-time passes. And so, he got hit a few times. We were gonna rely on him considerably in this game, completion-type game. They did a good job of mixing a number of things up. I did think he saw it well, but look, there's a few times now too where he's in there and the throw is there to be had, and man, he's got to get rid of it. It's force in his face, and so the way the play is designed, that guy is open, but we can't get him the ball. So, look, he's going to be fine. I'm not worried about him. You know, he's a competitor. He's like any of us, man. He wants to play better. I want to coach better. So he's going to bounce back and be just fine.
Talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell, I know you said some of the game plan was pass to set up the run, but were you at all surprised to see 55 pass attempts, especially second half when they lost Vita Vea? It felt like, hey, that your identity, that doesn't feel like Dan Campbell football. Get some more rushing attempts in there.
Yeah, I think when we came out of the game, it was like, wow, man, I didn't realize we had 55 attempts. But no, Ben and I talked about this going into it, and we felt like it was the right thing to do, and I'm not going to second-guess that. It was really leading up to like it was before, and we're so close to making the play. And, you know, we almost, man, there's a few of those runs, a few of the passes that we had that we were so close, so... No, I'm not worried about that. I'm not going to second guess it. Listen, every opponent is different. Every game plan is different. So, listen, we can go back and forth on all that. The bottom line is, and why you're asking all this, is because we lost the game. And so I get it. You know, I understand that. And but, you know, if we had to do it all over again, yeah, I might give a couple more carries, but it would still be tilted to the pass game.
Dan, just a last note then, looking ahead. Arizona, road game, mindset. What are the things you stress this week?
Well, I think more importantly than anything is us getting back on track, man. Let's just focus on us, worry about us. We can't look down the road. We can't, you know, begin to look like, what is it? Who won? What's going on in our division? Just worry about what we are here. We can't listen to outside noise. Let's get back on track. Let's really study and understand this opponent. And really, it's about being 1-0. This is a new week. We got one opponent here. It's one game, and we need to come out of this 1-0. That's really going to be the story of the week.
We'll talk to you after the Arizona game. Appreciate your time. Thanks, Dan.
All right. Thanks, guys.
It's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. It's 97.1.